Gilda's Club of Rochester is presenting the local premiere of the film Decoding Annie Parker on Monday at the Dryden Theater. The film tells the story of Annie Parker of Toronto. She had lost her mother, sister, and a cousin to breast cancer before she was even 30 years old. Annie's subsequent diagnosis with cancer and increasing belief that this was no coincidence led research scientist Mary Claire King to the groundbreaking discovery of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes, which proved that as many as 5 to 10% of all cases of breast and ovarian cancer are hereditary. Annie Parker is with us this morning. Annie, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for being here.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me, Beth.
When you were diagnosed with breast cancer decades ago, having lost 3 members of your own family to the disease, doctors still believed there was no genetic link to it, but you thought differently, yes?
Correct. Now, remember, this was back in the, 60s, 70s. So there really isn't or wasn't the information that we have today. Everybody just put it down to bad luck in my family, and, of course, I didn't believe that. I thought there had to be this cancer evil lurking over our family heads, and certainly we found out in 1994 that that was the case.
Did you ever imagine when you became one of the first women in North America to be tested for the cancer gene that you would be part of medical history?
I didn't, but I was very pleased to learn that there was this family connection genetically. It kind of made me feel that I really wasn't crazy back then. And again, I'm not blaming the medical profession. I'm just saying they weren't educated. They didn't know what was going on genetically as Dr. King was working her magic trying to get funding to find out what was going on. It certainly was something that I put a smile on my face when I found out that there was a genetic link.
Well, speaking of your smile, Annie, the movie portrays your sense of humor. Even as you were going through a tremendous loss in your own illness, and you are now, I should say, a 3-time cancer survivor, do you credit your humor and your perspective for your survival, at least in part?
I do in part, Beth. I find that every day I have to get up, greet the morning, keep a positive attitude. You just never know what's around the corner. And again, because of this BRCA gene mutation discovery by Dr. King, I'm really glad that I took that kind of attitude. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do have my down days, and fighting cancer 3 times wasn't a walk in the park. But again, I just knew that this life was worth living. And certainly now I feel that the movie has certainly given me a new lease on life. It's certainly the highlight of my life at the moment.
How did this story end up on film?
Well, through my oncologist, we decided that I should write a book, and I wanted to get it in GP's offices just to give women information that I never had, and give them some empowerment over their health. So I set out to write my memoirs. Unfortunately, I guess I found out that I really, in a nice way, that I wasn't a writer, because it never got published. But we are now working on a book, so that's a really good thing. But from there, it was put in the hands of a great gentleman by the name of Stephen Bernstein, and he took my unpublished manuscript and turned it into a screenplay. It's very different than the original manuscript, but certainly all the bases are there.
And you and Stephen will be here in Rochester on Monday.
We will be. I want to thank the Gilda's Club of Rochester for bringing us to Rochester. And, you know, we're really looking forward to the evening at the Dryden Theater.
That's right. Monday, June 24th, 7
right.
p.m. The Dryden Theater is at the George Eastman House on East Avenue.
I'm very much looking forward to it, and I know that Stephen is too.
Well, Annie Parker, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. I look forward to seeing all of the movie. I've seen it in little clips. I look forward to seeing the whole thing, and many, many more years of good health to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Beth. Have a delightful weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye for now.
That's Annie Parker, her life story told in the film Decoding Annie Parker. And again, that's premiering in Rochester this coming Monday, June 24th at the Dryden Theater at 7 p.m. And this is happening through Gilda's Club of Rochester.